On what? It's Two Bell Tuesday. What am I doing? Totally forgot about Two Bell Tuesday. We're going to talk about the Indianapolis Colts, who are in the middle of some optional workouts, and they're doing some optional talking as well. That's Michael Pittman Jr., Zaire Franklin, DeForest Buckner, the newly, again, wealthy DeForest Buckner, Shane Steichen, all going to talk to the media today. Should be fascinating to see how they perceive the non-moves made by the Colts during this offseason, how it sets his team up for the 2024 season. There is going to be competition at positions in a way that we have not had with the Colts because they return all their starters and they're going to have all of their draft picks. At least they are scheduled to have all of their draft picks, what, first through the seventh round, and only their draft picks. So they've got all of their own assets to work with. That means that seven guys minimum, unless they trade up, which seems a pipe dream, those guys going to be added to the roster. And with all the starters, like a first-round pick, he's going to look, and they're going to look to have him start. So interesting times with the Indianapolis Colts. We'll get some answers today about some things, so it ought to be kind of interesting. 2025, even, from a free agency standpoint, the Colts are pretty solid with the signing of DeForest Buckner, and they've got a chance to utilize that fifth-year option with Quiddy Pay. And they would stand to lose only a couple guys who have any import whatsoever to this team. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about D'Amico Ryans, the head coach of the Houston Texans, who said something that I got to tell you. As somebody who wants the Colts to win, I didn't like him saying it because he is right on the money. So, going to talk about Caitlin Clark. She, the first overall draft pick in the WNBA draft, makes the Fever more marketable immediately and likely a much better team in the long haul. Don't know what she's going to be able to do as a rookie in the WNBA, but she is going to sell tickets. And so that's a good thing. And she is going to sell merchandise. And she is going, I guarantee you that in the national media, the words Indiana Fever have been put together more often over the last 24 hours than they have in the entire history of the franchise. This is the most monumental moment in the history of that franchise, including the WNBA championship like 12 years ago. I'm going to talk about fathers for a minute and what they need to do in raising their kids in college football and college basketball. Mothers too, maybe especially mothers. Certainly all parents with the media. You got to do one single thing for me, if you don't mind. And we've got a guy specifically in mind, the father of Jeremiah Smith, who's a freshman at Ohio State. He's kind of following that Ball family dynamic. And that isn't any good for anybody. So we're going to talk about that a little bit. Rashee Rice, the receiver for the Chiefs, who is going 119 miles an hour right before a crash on an interstate in Dallas. He's being sued for a whole lot of money, as is an SMU student athlete. Again, do we have to sue everybody all the time? Anytime anything bad happens, people run to the cash window. Is this what we got to do? And the problem with NIL, really kind of interesting. NIL is sort of putting college coaches in the crosshairs of some really interesting conversations with student athletes, and it's not pleasant for them. It's a headache that they didn't have to endure before NIL. And the Cubs, Michael Bush, what? Boom, 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 boom. Home runs in five straight games. Cubs win last night in 11, 3-2. This is Breakfast with Kent with Kent Sterling for Tuesday, April 16th. If you haven't filed your tax returns yet, you're too late. You blew it. Idiots. Get it done early. Send them in and to have it done professionally for the love of God. Don't trust yourself to fill out your tax returns. You crazy? My wife used to fill out her tax returns. We wound up in an IRS office in Carmel, Indiana, being audited, and the auditor couldn't figure out. She couldn't figure out what my wife did with our tax returns. We had to go back. They had to put a team on us and figure out what kind of accounting measures my wife used. And of course, we wound up writing a check. No longer. We no longer keep that in-house. We trust a tax accountant to do it for us. Yikes. At any rate, we're brought to you by the great people at MyBookie. Look, here's the thing. Use the promo code Kent. You can get up to a $1,000 sign-up bonus before you even play. That is winning before the action, and that's awesome. MyBookie, bet promo code Kent, where you can bet anything, on anything, anytime, anywhere. MyBookie. Want to remind you to subscribe. Mm-hmm. Got to subscribe and like the video. Got to do that. That's polite. I like every video I watch. People work way too hard at videos. Not to like them. It doesn't cost nothing. And if you want to make a donation, make a donation, make a comment, make a ask a question. We will address it live here this morning. These are always live at about 6:40 in the morning. We're talking about sports. Let's talk about the Colts. The Colts, they're back at work today. Optional workouts going on. And we're going to talk to people today. So here's the thing with the Colts. They got 76 players currently under contract, with 7 coming in via the draft, and then another bunch coming in through undrafted free agency. They're going to have 25 starters, all the specialists, all 3, and all 22 starters, unchanged from last year. I've never seen that. Everybody coming back, and the team has all 7 of its picks and no others. That's incredible. So what you're going to wind up having, because the Colts like their 7th-rounders, 6th-rounders, they're just taken to fill out the roster. They're just taken to, you know, get through camp and have a bunch of bodies. They're taken with an eye toward playing. So there's going to be competition at positions that we have not had in the past. And one of the guys who's going to talk today that I didn't mention in the open is Dallas Flowers. And I used to put importance on who the Colts make available during this period of time, because I would have thought that it made sense for them to only put people in front of the media that they planned on keeping. But that has not always been the case. And so I don't think it means anything. I just think it's going to be an interesting update on his physical condition. He tore an Achilles last year. He's recovering from that. We've seen videos of him working. Hopefully he works well and gets back to full health, because the Colts need depth at corner that they don't have. And that means acquiring corners through the draft, undrafted free agency. Maybe there's still a guy out there in free agency that they can go get, but they need Dallas Flowers, Juju Brents, Jalen Jones, all those guys. You got to have them, and you got to have more than that. So we'll talk to Dallas Flowers, see what's going on for 2025. Because of the extension of DeForest Buckner, you've got Ryan Kelly. This is among starters. Ryan Kelly, EJ Speed, and Julian Blackman are going to be free agents. And that's it. That's all. You got 3 guys who are going to be free agents who are current starters for the Indianapolis Colts. That's a level of kind of steadiness. Some might call it stagnation, but certainly steadiness in the roster that you don't see very often in the NFL. People swap out guys all the time. Not the Colts. The Colts believe in these guys. It's time for these guys to justify that belief, or it's all going to crumble. You got to have 2 things. Your loyalty cuts both ways. You have a GM who's loyal to the players. The players have got to be loyal to the GM. The players have got to, they got to work hard and sell out for their GM. They got to put all their chips on the table too, as the GM has on their behalf. Steichen, Buckner, Flowers, Franklin, Kelly, and Pittman talking today. Why no Richardson? I don't see Richardson on the list. Why isn't he talking? Interesting question. Hopefully the answer isn't something nefarious or something unpleasant. We want to talk to Anthony Richardson, and we would like to hear from him sooner rather than later to find out how that shoulder's doing. D'Amico Ryans, coach of the Texans, he said yesterday, he said, talk doesn't win games. I love that. And I like that about Shane Steichen, but I don't like hearing it from a division rival. I don't like hearing leadership that works from a division rival. I like hearing blah, 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 lots of talk from division rivals. Frank Reich, a talker, was going to tell you how it's going to be and why he's the smartest guy in the world and how the Colts are going to win this and win that and how this guy's right at this position, blah, 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 endless blah, blah with Frank Reich. Not with Steichen and evidently not with D'Amico Ryans, and that's a shame because it had to be an advantage for the Colts. Caitlin Clark, coming to the Fever. What does she do best? She is talking about passing. Other people are talking about passing. I love her as a passer. She sees the floor better. People, they compare her a little bit to Wayne Gretzky, which is an overreach. There's no question about that. But the thing with Gretzky, what made him great is that the game was slow for him, right? He understood where people were going to be long before they got there. And he got them the puck on time and on target. He was a great assist master. He wasn't just a goal scorer. He was a better passer than he was a scorer, and he was a great scorer. And that's kind of like Caitlin Clark. She sees the floor that well. That's going to be interesting. Aaliyah Boston is going to score lots and lots and lots of buckets because all of a sudden she's got Caitlin Clark there to feed her the basketball. But this is as much a basketball move for the Fever. It's a marketing move for the Fever. Both can be satisfied at the same time. Caitlin Clark is going to sell tickets. Caitlin Clark is going to sell merchandise, and that's a good thing for Pacers Sports and Entertainment, which, let's face it, is a local business. Is jealousy going to be a problem on this team or in the league? That is an interesting proposition. Are people going to look at Caitlin Clark and say, why is she getting all the money? Why is she getting all these State Farm ads? What is going on? She hadn't played a minute. I've been here for years. I'm not getting any marketing money. Is that going to be a thing? Are people going to hold her accountable for that and make it a little bit unpleasant with an elbow here and an elbow there, like some people tend to do, like the WNBA or the NBA did with guys like Michael Jordan? He had to earn his stripes, and he did. Caitlin Clark is going to be put in that position this year by some narrow-minded people who don't understand that a rising tide lifts all boats. You get somebody bringing more money into your league, more money is more better for everybody. Money coming and eyeballs coming to the WNBA, really, really important. Everybody is going to make more money. It's like Tiger Woods coming into the PGA Tour. Yeah, Tiger made a lot of money. Tiger had a big-time marketing deal before he ever took a swing as a pro in a PGA event. But he brought lots and lots of additional eyeballs to those tournaments and lots of additional money into the PGA Tour. Arnold Palmer did the same thing back in the day. You need a change agent. Caitlin Clark is that change agent. Change agents, sometimes life's a little unpleasant for them. So that's the way it's going to be. Dads, need to stop talking about your kids in the media. Don't talk about the kids. You've got a wide receiver, freshman at Ohio State, Jeremiah Smith. And he's really, really good. Like, terrific. Really good. Likely to make an impact as a freshman. But there's no reason for a dad to come out and say, look, he's been ready since he's 9. That's craziness. And that kind of crazy talk, he's going to be held accountable toward that talk. Don't write checks that your kid is going to have to cash. We don't like that. The balls, they did that. Where are they? I think they're all hurt. I don't know where they are. Jeremiah Smith, I hope he does great. Actually, I don't, at Ohio State. I would like Ohio State to go 6-6 this year in the Big Ten. I'd like for them to lose to Indiana and Columbus, if they could do that. That'd be wonderful. That'd be fantastic. I would love that, actually. But Jeremiah Smith's dad, let your kid play. This is about your kid. This isn't about you. Go sit in the stands, watch anonymously, be quiet, and don't make things more difficult for your kid than they already are, as everybody's eyes are upon him in Columbus, Ohio. Rashee Rice being sued by injured motorists. We know he got charged with lots of with a felony, and should be. You drive 119 miles an hour on an interstate or on any road, any public road, especially in traffic, whether you cause a wreck or not, you should do some time. But getting sued by everybody for $11 million, I think that's just crazy. The way we line up at the cash window, anytime anything bad happens to us, I think is wrongheaded. Cubs won last night 3-2 and 11 at Arizona. They're 10-6 on the season. Michael Busch has tied the franchise record for home runs in consecutive games at 5, tying the record set by Sammy Sosa, Ryan Sandberg, and the great Hack Wilson, the fire hydrant with a fire stick, who did it in 1928 before his 190 RBI season in 1930. The problem with NIL, here's another problem with NIL. Coaches don't like it when people find out how much money their kids are getting via NIL collectives. Because sometimes a new kid coming in, and we'll take like Kent, for instance, because his name pops easily to mind for me, from Indiana State, he's going to Texas. He's getting what people have reported as $600,000. Now, the coaches at Texas are not happy that people have leaked that amount of money to the media, because now they got to go around and put out fires within their own program, players who aren't getting the $600K, and wonder why the hell they aren't. Why aren't I getting that much money? I've been here for a while. I've ponied up for you, and I'm not getting paid the level of this guy who played in the Valley last year, for God's sake, and is coming here. The newbie is getting 600, and I'm not getting anywhere close to 600. Where's my money? Where's my bag? That's a problem for coaches. They do not like the amount of money being paid to anybody getting out. But that's the way it works, because kids don't keep secrets. You got a guy coming to campus, you think for a minute he ain't going to tell everybody how much cash is in his bag? Craziness. Let's celebrate some birthdays, shall we? The great Aisha Dubois celebrating a birthday today. The great Jordan Hulls celebrating a birthday today. How much would he have been worth in NIL? He's got to wonder that once in a while. Jessica Kammerer, maybe he's well enough put together that he doesn't. That's a really well put together guy, Jordan Hulls. Jessica Kammerer, happy birthday. Rich Howard, Vanessa Marie, celebrating a birthday. Greg Jennings, Adam Austin, happy birthday. The great Brad Carson, happy birthday. Christina Simmons-Ortiz, happy birthday. Joe Kelly, Dave Swanson, happy birthday. If today's your birthday, you celebrate like hell. If it's not your birthday, you celebrate somebody else. That's best done with an honest and specific compliment. Radio show coming up in just moments. Be good to each other. It's the point. Don't pull each other down. Lift each other up. Radio show in just a couple of minutes at WGCLradio.com. That until 9 o'clock Eastern. Then we talk this afternoon. We're going to be at the Colts today, listening to Shane and Michael and DeForest and Dallas and all the fellas talk about where they are this season and what their expectations are. I can't wait. I love listening to those guys talk.